Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today, who we've had a great time, is Sari Flesch, who is also our speaker earlier and is doing a program on March 11th at Clinton G. Martin Park for seniors who want to get back into the workforce and need some help, free seminar it is, doing their a resume. But the most important part of the past hour and a half is getting ready for the Christina Liu Show. That's really our focus here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
and Christina's here.
Yes,
hi, Christina. How are you?
Good, good. John's back from Florida this week.
Yes, it was a great trip.
We're all jealous over here.
I missed a good week up here to be in Florida. Even though it wasn't great, it was definitely
That's
warmer.
Right, it's better than this.
What's going on around the town?
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on. I know I just wanted to tap into earlier. I know the Circle of Support was mentioned. We actually, it's very timely because we just had our social workers and nurses trained on the Circle of Support. We've been working on it for a while, and Edith August, who's the social worker in Great Neck, has really been spearheading this whole getting a template so we could really just, you know, put boots on the ground and use this. So it's the Circle of Support, essentially, it's a person-centered plan that individual, I mean, everyone's plan is different. You know, obviously, everyone's got different needs in the town. And so it's they'll sit down with a social worker. You call 311, and a social worker will come in and work with you on this template that, you know, it's a circle. So
okay,
it's always changing. And that's, you know, obviously, your needs today might be different a couple of years from now. So, but it includes, you know, community resources, family resources, different groups that you may be a part of, and your paid for service providers. So it's really just planning. And I mean, it's so broad. Like, you know, when Matt Tamaris, our previous guest, heard about it, he was blown away because to him, it's, you know, it makes life easier knowing, you know, if he's responding to an emergency situation, you go in, you know who to contact, you know, so it really, and it just ties in so beautifully with the Swift 911, and these are all different factors that, you know, should be part of your circle. And actually, I was laughing because I was in a meeting with him in Great Neck yesterday, and he was discussing about the pets and stuff, because, I mean, that's a major care for, you know,
that's some people's
children, you know. And he was saying that, you know, that the North Hempstead Animal Shelter, like during Hurricane Sandy, would take the pets. So I said that
there
is part of the circle of support.
Right.
You know, I mean, there you go. That you have a plan for your animal. This, you know, so it's really just a great thing. So everyone, I think, should have it, you know, no matter what stage of your life you're in. I mean, you can never be too prepared for
Is
anything.
This ready yet or no?
Yeah, we have a template. Absolutely,
oh, okay.
It's ready.
Because it's very interesting. It was Tuesday night. No, Wednesday night. I had a meeting with somebody whose mother-in-law is moving down from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And was looking in North Shore Towers. And I said, why are they going to North Shore Towers? She has Parkinson's.
Right.
I said, why doesn't she come into the town of North Hempstead,
mm-hmm,
and get involved and get with Project Independence? North Shore Towers,
right,
is tremendous.
Right.
But if you're coming into a neighborhood, a new neighborhood, where you're going to need services almost from the beginning.
Right. Yeah,
this
absolutely
is an ideal thing that could set
this
up.
It's really wonderful because it just gets all different parts. And so, you know, if you want your family to be, you know, sitting down and helping you plan it. And it's really empowering the senior themselves to make these choices, you know. So it's not like, you know, when you don't want to have to figure out when the emergency happens, oh, my God, what do I do? What do I do? The panic sets in.
Right.
You know,
right.
This is, I mean, obviously we can't plan for everything, but you get a good start of knowing, you know, in the middle of the night, who can I call, you know,
if
I need someone to check it on me. You know, I said a lot of people are doing this informally, you know,
mm-hmm,
been doing it, you know, like his friends helping, neighbors helping neighbors, you know, but this is actually just putting it on a document that you're able to, you know, at a time zone, pull it and know what to do. So it's great. So
it's great peace of mind for the adult children,
yeah,
or the caregiver, because, you know, unfortunately today you have to go with the job.
Right, of course.
So you can be 55 right, years old, your parents are here, but you have to go to Boston or you have to go to wherever you have to go,
mm-hmm,
for your job. Actually, my daughter, my middle daughter, who just she told us a couple of months ago she's pregnant. When she went to tell her boss says, I want to talk to you. Her boss wanted her to go to Hong Kong, open an office in Hong Kong for them.
Oh, wow.
If she wasn't pregnant, she was going to go.
Right.
I'd say, honey, you have to go. I mean, that's your job.
No.
Come back in 2 years, 2 or 3 years. So that happens in life.
Right.
But it's this circle.
Yeah,
is
and
tremendous
it's just,
of support.
It's, and what's interesting that each, you know, regionally, obviously, there's different resources. So I know the social workers in each area, you know, are going to try and gather some regional resources too to tap into. If you live in Port Washington, it might be different where you'd go than from Great Neck.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
So it's really just going to be this ever growing, you know, and I saw the social worker at the meeting yesterday. She was jotting down all different resources because, like we said, so much could really be a part of this. So if you're interested, call 311.
Yeah, no, I think that's tremendous. And this will probably be obviously something talked about at the various senior centers at the
Board I mean, like, meetings. It's funny because, you know, we've been working on this for a while and we just had a training with the social workers earlier this week. So they're, you know, going to start doing it. And like I said, they've been doing this all along, but
now it's
actually putting, you know, in a pretty package.
And maybe actually down the road we can have Edith come on.
Oh, absolutely. I already spoke to her. Yeah. And she really has been so involved in doing this. And it's great. So
Edith is one of those people. She's a nurse.
Social worker.
A social worker, I'm sorry. But what she is, she's compassionate.
Yeah.
And that's why. She's in the Great Neck Senior Center. That's why I know Edith. Mm-hmm. But she really is. I mean, her heart goes out to the people. And she's indicative of everybody.
Right,
in
they
the
are.
Town
and they're so, and that's what the one. I mean, they're so invested and really care about, you know, making a difference. So they're the best. I can't say enough great things about the social workers and nurses.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Absolutely. That's just some good stuff that's going on. We always like to. And you know, like I said, that actually, the idea of the circle of support came out of our Great Neck Advisory Committee. And we always talk about, I mean, that's really where all these amazing programs are born, are in the advisory committee, because a lot of people in the Great Neck Committee had a big fear about, you know, if I need to go to the doctor, who can I bring, you know, if I need to. So there was all these issues coming up. So Edith started doing this, and that a subcommittee came out of it. And Sari's actually part of our Roslyn advisory, so she can give a little plug about what goes on at Roslyn.
Well, Roslyn is a wonderful area because we also have the East Hills Park, which has a swimming pool in the summer. And in the winter, we have a senior group which goes to Northport. They'll go to lunch. They'll have all types of different activities. And Tuesday morning, people come and play bridge. And it's a wonderful way of living your life in a community that cares about you and also that you can participate in their activities.
Yeah, you know, and I think especially in Roslyn, too, you get to just, you know, being part of the advisory committee, you get to voice concerns that you might have in the community, programs that you want to see. So I think it's your chance to really be heard. And that's what I was saying.
Anybody can join the advisory committee.
Yeah,
it's not like a restricted board. Okay.
We've even had some caregivers join the advisory committee. So it's really, you know, anyone can join. And you know, I said, you go once, you don't like it, you don't have to come back.
Right, exactly.
So
actually,
it can't hurt.
Roslyn meets at 10 a.m. on Thursdays.
Yes.
The second Thursday.
Yes.
Only once a month it is. And that is at the, that's at DOSA.
Yep, at the
DOSA. Oh, okay.
Yep. And in Roslyn Heights.
Yeah, but they have weekly programs also.
Right. No, yeah, I'm saying just that's the advisory board only. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's programs going on for all these areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I, again, that's a good point too, because a lot of our program, like the health community chats, come out of, you know, what they're, you know, people are interested in hearing in that.
Right.
Because I know that Roslyn, there's, I mean, they're wonderful. The social worker and nurse, they have been scheduling all types of things at the Roslyn Community Center. Which is great. And just tying into that, there's a bunch of course, we always have our fun, jam-packed scheduling that never ends at Project Independence. So actually, let's see. Well, that's on March 3rd, which is Thursday, we're having All About Hearing Health, and that's actually going to be at the Roslyn Community Center. And that's going to be presented by Allison Hoffman. And she's going to talk about all different, the test processing, how, you know, signs that you might be losing your hearing, and how different types of hearing aids, which, you know, which I always find interesting, too, is that a lot of hearing aids are covered, especially for veterans and stuff that you might not know about. We actually found that out through one of these programs. So that's at the Roslyn Community Center.
Where is that?
That's right on Orchard Street in Roslyn Heights by the train station.
Oh, okay.
And that's from 11 to 12. So if you're interested, call 311. And that same day, actually, we're going to be having our cardiac screening that we've been having with St. Francis.
Right.
We've been doing this ongoing, and it's really a wonderful, wonderful program that it's totally free. You don't need to make an appointment. You're able to get a brief cardiac history. Get your blood pressure taken. They do simple blood tests for cholesterol and diabetes screenings. And like I said, it's literally a bus. You just walk on, and if you're in the area, you can go. You don't need to worry about, you know, it's completely free. And that's going to be at the Fuchsia Park, which is in Carl Place.
Okay, that's in Carl Place.
Yes, from 10 to 2. Like I said, so you just stop by and you could do that.
I just want to shoot over to Sari for a second. Senior Talk Group. which is the Roslyn Group.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Do you know?
Roslyn Senior Group?
Yeah. Senior Talk Group. I know they meet on Thursday.
It's actually, it's a program that one of the members, she's actually co-host, Janet Entine.
Oh, Janet. I know Janet.
She facilitates a group with Nancy Mizrahi, who works at DOSA.
Okay.
And it's just like an informal group. They have different topics. You know, they'll just talk about anything. It meets at the Roslyn Community Center. So it's just a social group, really, where they talk about current events or you know, past events. So that's what...
You know, actually, people also listening to this, by calling 311... You don't have to call 311 if you know a program and want to find out where it is. You can call 311 and say, is there anything going on Wednesday the 11th? Actually, coincidentally, that's your program. But because they look at the calendar. Mm-hmm. The town has a calendar out.
Right, and we're so connected with 311. They get everything. Oh. I mean, constantly back and forth. I'm sending things to 311. So they have it all, you know, in front of them. They're able to just pull up, you know, whatever.
On Wednesday, there's a fall prevention, I assume.
Yeah,
that's Shari?
No, we're having it. They schedule it's Marvin Berg, and he works for Nassau University Medical Center.
Oh, okay.
He does injury prevention over there. So he's going to just teach you how to make your home safe to age in place, which, of course, you can never get. I mean, there's always some kind of, you know, as we say, a golden nugget that will come out of this. And that's going to be at Magnolia Gardens, which is 899 Broadway in Westbury from 11 to 12.
And that's very significant because it's the simplest things. It was the planning before we talked about with Matt, and I find this, and not just with seniors, with young people, nobody takes the time to appreciate the consequences of something not planned for properly.
Right.
And then after the fact, and I'm one of those, trust me, I'm a big offender of that I say, oh, if I should have moved it, it's been there for a week, and then one day the light's not on and you trip over it. It's seniors.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know,
wary.
Especially what always sticks out to me always, because I know in my grandfather's house and different other houses I visited, like within North Hempstead Seniors, is just like the throw rug and the danger of the throw rug. I mean, it's so significant. Like the amount of falls that have been caused by a throw rug, it's just, you know, it's really try to either tape it down or something,
right.
Just don't have it at all, because it's definitely something that has occurred a lot.
No, that's significant. And that's going to be on at 11 o'clock. On Wednesday the 4th at Magnolia Gardens,
yes.
Which is based, that's right across the street from the SB Camp.
Yep, exactly. It's literally right across the street from the SB Camp.
And it makes sense. People around, you know, call 311 or definitely make an appointment to go there. We have a quickie or we're going to take a break?
Yeah, well, just a quick little plug. We talked about it last week, but actually tonight, Supervisor Bosworth and different town officials will be, there's going to be a Black History Month, a celebration at Yes We Can Community Center, and that's at 7 p.m., and it's a special tribute for Maya Angelou, and there'll be food and snacks and just, you know, different people in the community, and it should just be a fun event, and it's free, so if you're in the area, call 311 or just show up.
Okay, I love Maya Angelou. I mean, she was really was. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. We'll be right back after these messages. Oh.